Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Monday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller with Service Management Leadership Podcast. Every organization says they are agile, big A, agile. However, they don't do agile. What I mean by that is the word agile means that it permeates throughout your organization. You can't be agile and only agile in certain areas. But I applaud those who are trying to be agile versus do agile. But let's get back on track. Most organizations say that they are agile, but they still do organizational change management, OCM, in a waterfall manner. If we were truly agile, big A, we would be doing OCM along the way. It's iterative. We should have this ongoing dialogue and communication with our stakeholders. However, we say we're agile because we produce work and sprints and use story points and all that. Yet we only do OCM at the end, right before we throw the work over to operations. That's not agile to me, is it to you? Most OCM looks like it's made for long waterfall projects. In the organizations that I'm around and have been around, especially those that call themselves agile, OCM is one of the biggest ways that you know that they're not. Because if we do OCM just a few days or a week or 2 weeks before the new functionality goes live, for the end state, are we really agile? Now let's take a step back. What would agile OCM look like? Okay, it's a thought. So we have this big project, we're taking in smaller bites. We want to be agile because we may have different priorities that shift. We want to be able to fail fast forward. So shouldn't we bring our stakeholders along this journey with us? Shouldn't we help them be part of our journey and get their feedback along the way? Maybe their feedback is what helps us prioritize. And I know OCM is one of those areas where we all nod our heads and say, it is important, because it is. However, I have yet to be around an organization that does it well, that really commits the resources, commits the focus into doing it well. It's because, if I can get on my soapbox, when we think of pushing new functionality live, we think, hey, look at this cool functionality. We never see it from our stakeholders' point of view. And so I think this gets down to a base thought that the reason we don't do OCM well is because we don't consider our stakeholders' point of view. And if we considered our stakeholders' point of view, especially in an agile mindset, we would be bringing them with this journey all along. They would be part of this process, not something that we get a sign off 72 hours before it goes live. We have a lunch and learn, push some new training. That's not agile OCM. Anyway, that's my soapbox for today. I hope you have enjoyed it. It gives you something to think about. Because we don't do OCM well as an industry. While we're agile, we still do things like OCM in a waterfall manner. If your organization does this very well, I would love to hear about it. I would love to hear success stories. I enjoy hearing how different organizations handle different things, just because it gives us thought into how could we do this better. This is Jeffrey T. Fertiller. Hope you have a great rest of your Monday. Please follow our LinkedIn company page. Let me know how service management leadership can help your organization. Have an awesome day. Bye.